Good morning, it is 9:01 a.m. And it's Tuesday, July 11th, 2017. Second floor, Brooks County Courthouse, regular commissioners' court meeting. Please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
Vincent Barras, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Hold on, for the record, Commissioner Precinct 1, out. Go ahead, sir.
Vincent Barras, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, County, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. This is an open meeting. It's open to the public. We'll be on the line, item 1. Any public comments at this time? Okay. Let's go on to the regular agenda. Line item 2, approve of regular and special commissioners' court minutes, June 9th and June 29th. Did you all review those? Okay, no questions? No?
What number was that?
Two? Two? Line item 2. Line item 2. Approve of regular and special commissioners' court meeting, June 9th and June 29th. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, no questions. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Approval, line item 3, approve of bills and claims.
All right, y'all should have those in front of you. Bring your attention to the very last page. The regular bills, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing extreme. We have on the last page, page number 8, general fund, $57,238.65, road and bridge, $22,830.23, accumulation of all other funds, $80,338.18 for this time.
Any questions?
No.
From anyone? Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Go ahead, Judge.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 5, approve auditor's monthly report.
All right, you also have that in front of you. Bring attention to the sales tax. We received for the month of June $18,773.82. I gave you all a comparison for all the 4 months prior to that. And then we have new employees, Jalissa De Leon, JP2. She's a part-timer hired on 524. Griselda Roque hired on 66. Jenna Fedes, tax office, hired on 65. We have Belinda Salinas, unit operation officer, terminated on 65. And Dylan Villegas, dispatcher, terminated on 67. That's all.
Any questions?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares. Second?
Right here.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 4. Approved treasurer's monthly report.
Good morning. Okay, these are the following collections for the month of June. For May. And this is a report for June. So we have JP 1, $20,174.93. JP 2, $118,191.35. JP 3, $61,396.97. JP 4, $19,089.29. County Clerk, $6,452.62. The District Clerk, $6,349.82. The Tax Assessor's Office, $54,455.66. Total monies collected, $286,110.64. The distribution of monies as follows. The General Fund received $177,810.11. Road and Bridge received $12,931.89. The Certificate of Obligation, interest in sinking, $1,945.97. The Certificate of Obligation, Series 2011-532-18. The Certificate of Obligation, Series 2013-1669.66. State fee, $75,340.89. Record preservation, $1,182. Courthouse Security Fund, $3,465.10. Code and traffic, $2,579.60. The Law Library, $276. Justice Court Technology, $3,387. Delinquent fees, $4,495.24. Delinquent fees, $4,965.24. Appellate Judicial, $25. Total collections, once again, is $286,110.64. Other monies received, state fees transfer, $30,489.88. GEO, the county share, $16,388. Under that category, you got $46,877.88. The health use sales tax, $18,773.82. We don't have an end in balance right now. We're still working on that. Our certificates of deposit is approximately $1.2 million in general fund monies. And we have $750,000 in the road and bridge. And that completes the report.
I think last year we discussed, we got to send us kind of like maybe an email in reference, like anytime you're going to cash in a CD for payroll or anything, it'd be good to know.
Okay. I think we talked to Tony the last time.
They gave me a call, Judge.
Well, it would be good for all of us to know because we're a court, not just one, but all of us.
To call everybody?
Well, send us an email. You don't need to call. An email would be good.
Okay.
What do you think, Olivares? What do you think,
Olivares? Yeah, sure. All
right.
Send us an email, huh?
Sir, let me ask you this.
Now that we're in that discussion, what was the reason that you called me? Because you couldn't find anybody else, or can you address the court telling them why you called me to let me know that you guys were going to cash a $250,000.
Why we called you?
Yes.
Well,
courtesy.
Courtesy, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm just asking the question because maybe, you know, they were not available or maybe, you know, they didn't answer their cell phone.
Oh, no, we didn't attempt them. I'm sure we would have found them.
Oh, okay.
Eventually,
right.
But we found it easier to talk to you right away.
Right.
To take it. Just
yes,
to,
sir.
Let you know that we were transferring those monies, which are budgeted for these expenses.
Okay.
And these are typically for payroll, so, I mean, yeah.
Well, that has to be done, but, it'd be nice to know.
Sure, courtesy.
You know.
A courtesy will pay. We'll do that.
Yeah. I think we talked about it last year. everyone needs to know. All right.
Thank you,
sir. Any questions? Thank you. Any questions? Other questions?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the treasurer's monthly report?
Prior, Judge.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 6, approve county foreman's monthly report.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everything's the same we do on a day-to-day basis, except this month we did some mosquito spraying. We sprayed 3 days in June on the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. We did all the county roads, all the surrounding southern brooks, all the county.
The mosquito truck, is it supposed to just blow out a little bit like that or a big old cloud?
No, it's just a mist.
It's just a mist?
Yeah, it's not that white smoke that it used to be. Now it's a mist.
And it works just as well?
Yeah. They come in, calibrate them and stuff, the guys from their own, but the ones we bought it from, I think it's called the VESCO with a PH. They come and calibrate them before we do, so that everything's working right. We also installed a dead-end sign on County Road 227. It's a dead-end sign behind where Barrera lives, the Mouse Building.
What's there?
That County Road 227. Uh-huh. It's a dead end. The 18-wheelers have a habit of turning that way because they go to like the rigs that are back there.
Yeah.
And they don't know where they're going, so they turn in there, and there's no way for them to back up, so they're breaking fences. So we installed that dead-end sign right at the beginning so they know it's a dead-end. Also, we installed a new sign there at the road and bridge that has the hours of operation that we had ordered. We just installed it last month. Everything else is what we do day-to-day.
Any questions?
Yes. David,
yes,
bring your monthly report. Did you guys install a new camera on 6117?
No, the
alarm security camera.
It was a camera that had messed up. It had leaked water into it.
Uh-huh.
They came and bought a new one.
Was it under warranty, sir? Because I know
no.
that we... No?
No. We looked into it. We had a something with them. Contract
uh-huh.
or not, but we didn't have no contract.
There's no
did you read the contract when you know when they sold
there,
you?
There was no contract.
There's no contract.
No.
Just like somebody goes in there and say, you know what, I have a good deal for you, so I'm gonna install these cameras without no agreement, nothing like.
And I went with August and we couldn't find a contract.
Yeah, that's that company we had.
Which one was it, August?
The one that we had with the sheriff's office.
It's a company out of Corpus.
Yeah.
Are those the ones that they like the night vision at night? That
yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought they were supposed
so until this day, there has never been anything in writing, any repairs, if it breaks.
I didn't find nothing there at the road and bridge in Bethlehem's files. I didn't have to find no contract. Obviously,
there was nothing in file. Okay, let's do this. Anything that you're going to install, make sure that you address us and bring me something in writing and with a contract saying, you know what, if this breaks, you guys are going to be responsible to fix it, because I mean $1,400.
$1,400.
Yes, it's right here. $1,400.
For one camera?
No.
It's wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. So fix that. We can fix it, or maybe we can just yeah. Say, I mean, I'm reading $1,400. Are you guys reading?
No, no. It was a. We had got a PO for $1,400, but it was only $600, something like that.
One camera.
It was a. They came and installed the camera and for the work they did and the road time and stuff like that. They charged for everything.
Yeah.
It was like $600 or $500, something like that.
Do you have the actual
amount?
I
have it there at the yard.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it's not
$1,400. So, commissioners, what are you going to do on this? Do you want to approve this or are you going to just, we can table it until we get the exact amount of the purchase? And then I have one more question, Dave, for you. On 620, you guys purchased some tires. It doesn't say what kind of tires. It just says two tires, tubeless, $1,090. Can you guys give us a description of the fire.
It's for unit 62 and 63 that's written right there. Those are the Massey Ferguson.
Okay. Go ahead and just start writing that for us to know, because, I mean, for two tires for 1,090,
we don't
know, what kind of tires they are.
The tractor tires, the Massey Ferguson, the back ones?
Yeah.
That's what they're.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
To the motion to approve this line item. Motion by Valdez, second.
Second.
All right.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie.
Second, you second, right?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item seven, approve tax assessor collector's chief deputy's monthly report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I do the tax report first for June 2017? Our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax for the month of June was $49,550.79. Our farm to market remittance is a total of $4,904.87 for a total county remittance of $54,455.66. We had a total of 8 tax certificates for the month. Our attorney fees were $4,797.99, and our interest was $15.84. Any questions on that one?
No. Continue.
The second report is the current percentage collection, and for the general fund, right now we're at 93.26%.
93.what?
93.26. Okay. The next reports I'm going to do is the motor vehicle report. And I'm going to go ahead and read May's out since I did email it to you all after court last time, but I'm going to go ahead and read them out to you for May. Okay, for our Monday registration, we had a total of $41,648.88. Our titles were a total of $230 for a total of $41,878.88. June's report for Monday registration, we had $16,293.12. Our titles were $290 for the month of June for a total remittance of $16,583.12. We did have an NSF fee that was paid in the amount of $30. And we did have a motor vehicle sales tax commission that we retain every year. And that total that was given was $6,379.27. Any questions on that one?
No. Terry.
Yes.
My question to you is not about this. It's about maybe if you want, you can answer, or else we can just do it, you know, some other time.
Mm-hmm.
In your office, do you guys advertise when you're going to hire someone, or it just it depends on the sheriff, whoever he wants to hire for your office?
We,
as an elected official.
We've always advertised, but that is a question for my boss.
Okay, so then I will get with him.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Pleasure.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 8, which is approval of monthly reports by Brooks County which the JP, Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, which already has been presented, and we need to look at JP 2. We just gave her two part-time employees. She said her total revenue should be going up. It's still kind of not even close to when she came to court. So that's something we need to look at. We took out money from GPS, and now they're needing supplies. So line item, JP 3, that's been reported, and JP 4. This is all. Also, Angie sent her report. We had it.
Judge.
Whatever, yes.
Is the DPS requesting for supplies? Have they approached the auditor's office for any supplies?
Linda came by last week.
Uh-huh.
She said there was $300, and of course they have 10 troopers now, and probably in the process of 10 more. So after September, so yeah, we're gonna have to look at that when the project comes in.
Have they approached you guys? Has Linda been in your office, sir, to ask you if they need any supplies? No, not in your knowledge. Mr. Petroli?
Well, she came to my office.
But no, I'm asking a question.
I haven't spoken with her. Okay. And I don't know Linda personally. So.
Okay, well, all right. That's good. Even better.
Okay.
Better relationship. Those are all the monthly reports. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 9. Discuss the RFP for ambulance contract for EMS provider for Brooks County.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. The EMS contract comes up for renewal on December 31st at midnight. So I was asked by some of the commissioners to put this on the agenda to see if they want to go out for a rebid or you want to renegotiate with the current provider you have now or what you all would like to do.
Okay. I think that we're going to be discussing this here come this next week. So once we do that, I think with the city, hopefully the city will help us out with this and then we'll put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
What do you all think?
I think it's a good choice.
Okay.
What's that? You're going to ask the city?
I know in the past, Petroli did that for us, him and Mr. Bernal. Right, sir?
Right.
You guys went for the RFP?
Yes, sir.
And my knowledge, I mean, everything's working okay so far, but I know that we need to really think about if we're going to continue with this AirMed or we're going to put it out for out there in the market. Who wants to apply for it? So
all I know is that it needs to be done because when me and Mr. Bernal did it, and the reason I did it and he did it because it was a partnership with the city and they got involved, and that's the time that we're going through some interlocals. And but this time I think Bobby would be better at it than me because it's not really my area of expertise, to be honest with you. Mr. Bernal had done it before and he just wanted someone to partner with, and I was the guy there. But it needs to be done soon because we had already started doing this about this time last time.
Yeah, we can
Judge,
let's just go with the city.
Yeah, okay, let's
see if they can halfway with this.
I mean, I don't mind meeting with the city, but how about if we get a committee involved, let them do the recommendation, come back to us, you know, like we have it in the past. I know that it worked just fine because there were doctors involved. I know Mr. Science is very familiar with it, but I don't know if the board would request for us to do that for the next agenda.
Well,
to get a committee.
Whomever it is, it doesn't matter. Let me get with the city because I know we're going to sit down next week and talk over some, whether it's AirMed, whether it's someone else, and regardless of who it is, I just want to see the city can meet us with a little bit of money on this.
No promises,
but trying.
Yes, ma'am. I pulled the RFP and the contract from our last files, and just to give you a time frame so we kind of look at what we're looking at, if you all decide to go for an RFP, then I would say August the 14th would be the day to put it out. And then we would have a conference with whoever wants to come up and pick up a bid. And then October the 6th would be the date that they would have to be back in your office, and then open at the next commissioner's court meeting, which I think should be October the 10th. And then give us a month, or give you guys a month to go through all the bids and meet with each of the proposed contractors, and then award the contract on November the 14th at the following commissioner's court meeting. That gives us a month to kind of go through all the figures and make sure that, and meet with them to see if they're going to meet our requirements. And then December 31st at midnight, or January 1 is when the contract will start all over again.
Okay, so it's a non-action item, so it's a discussion.
Okay.
Sir, the city, they give us a half cent, right?
Yes, on the sales tax.
How much is that, sir, from the city? I mean, up roughly.
Averages out, well, it's decreased. I'd say about 200, between 210 and 250 a year. 210,000 to 250,000 a year, depending on the sales. And our contract with our current provider, we give them 250,000 plus tenant housing, and electricity and water. Well, the city does the water stuff with. And I know the one prior to that, we were 300, sure, Bobby was
350,000.
Yeah, 350 grand.
But they were paying for, they weren't paying for rent, but they were paying electricity and they were paying water.
The provider, the old, what are they called?
Gemini.
So, you know, and we have to, that's one thing we have to be very cognitive of, the fact that our sales tax, that's what we pay it out of. We don't budget out of the general fund. So that's going down. So me and Bobby's talked about this extensively, that, you know, it's me kind of hard to get someone to come less than 250 here, even though the surrounding areas, Judge, is something you might want to look into, that's AirMed and other ones, they're giving it free. Harlingen, it's, I mean, down south, it's free. They don't charge them nothing. Different places, it's free. So I don't see why they can't charge us free. We're right in the same vicinity.
AirMed is not charging the valley.
They're not charging the county. They're not getting a stipend from the county.
The county. Okay, they're not charging.
Well, they're charging. Okay. They're charging personal, the people down there, but they're not getting a stipend from the county like they're getting a stipend here.
The only difference between that and us here, and I'll be totally honest with you.
And that would be what, in Dalhousie County or?
Yes,
County?
Dalhousie County. Okay. Is that their call volume is a lot higher, too. So they can kind of offset the cost.
That's right.
And with us down here, you know, we average 4 calls a day, the last time I checked, we were at 4 calls a day. You know, in order to be,
but I think that's also on Jim Wells or Clayburg, Judge, too.
Mm-hmm. No, because no. Jim Wells, they charge him.
They charge Jim Wells. They charge
and
him.
And I know Jim Hogg is like at 250 or 300,000 for there, and that's only for one ambulance over there. They had a roving ambulance that they were using between us and them to share, right. And they just got rid of that unit this week. So, and like August said, you know, right now the bid price that we have is a good price. I don't think you'll get anything cheaper than that right now. Maybe tweak the contract a little bit more to have, so you guys have a little bit more control over what's going on. But again, it's something that needs to be looked at, you know, so get with the city and
I'll get with the city, get with Kenny and David, see what's going on. Maybe okay. You can give us...
I'll get with you. I have some ideas that we can share.
Great.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
No action on line item 9. Line item 10, discuss the set of night opening bids for the fuel and lubricant contract. 1-year contract, 7/13/17 to 7/13/18.
This is the only one we got, Judge. Pass it down. Thank you.
No, this is a discussion. I just discussed. Okay, for the record, I'm opening Oil Patch Petroleum Incorporated bid. Okay, it has the regular unleaded at 0.2 per gallon, also the unleaded plus, super unleaded, the same price, ultra low sulfur. We go down to the Citgo SIP card, 15W40, 55 gallon, Jerome, 446.88, Rotella, T3, 15W40, 55 gallon, 726, Formula Shell, 5W30, 55 gallon, drum, 482.63, Citgo Transcar Tractor Hydraulic, 55 gallon, drum, 368.50, Pennzoil ATM MD3, 55 gallon, drum, 603.90, Gaddis S2V 222, 10 packs, 2904, Rotella ELC 5050 antifreeze, 55 gallon, 443.44, mineral spirits, Barcel 55 gallon, 287.92. I'm going to pass it around so you can look at that.
Yeah.
Any questions?
No.
All right. Do you have a motion to approve the bid?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. You need this back?
Yes.
Line item 11, discuss the Citizen Act and opening bid with pest control and termite. Contract. 1 year contract. Get that?
We only had one also.
The record, I'm opening up the bid. South Texas Pest Control. This was received July 6th at the auditor's office. Okay, South Texas Pest Control will provide you with pest control service on a quarterly basis for the amount of $750 per quarter. And this is from Victor Trevino, South Texas Pest Control.
The same one, Alice?
Yes.
Any questions?
No.
Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Right.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12, discuss and approve line item transfer of $10 from 012050455500 office supplies to 012050455900 membership dues, and this is for JP1. Any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares, second.
Aye.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 13, discuss and approve line item transfer of $10 from 012050458500 office supplies to 012050458900 membership dues. This is for JP4. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Right.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 14, discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000 from 012050560-8202 County Medical Insurance to 012-05-0560-5550 out-of-county travel. Commander J.B. Rivera, Sheriff's Office. Questions?
No.
Do I have a motion?
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 15, discuss and approve line item transfer of $59 from 012050-561-9080-5000 registration fees and $287.59 from 012050561-950 to Capital Outlay Equipment and Vehicle to 12050561-5515 radio maintenance and repairs. Sheriff Martinez. Motion?
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 16, discuss and approve line item transfer of $2,500 from 012050560-8202 County Medical Insurance to 012050560-5820 repairs and maintenance vehicle. Sheriff Martinez. Motion to approve?
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 17, motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all for coming.